Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Most of us as human beings were hardwired to want instant results, to want instant fulfillment. And it's also really embedded in our culture. It's why we have all of these stock trading platforms and get rich quick schemes and lottery tickets and all this kind of stuff.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. I have a very critical and fundamental lesson to share with you today. What we're talking about is the highest return really best? So ultimately, what we're discussing are risk-adjusted returns. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone else what to do. Please seek licensed advice. And with that top of mind, most of us as humans, we'll just start there, as human beings, we're hardwired to want instant results, to want instant fulfillment. And it's also really embedded in our culture. It's why we have all of these stock trading platforms and diet pills and get rich quick schemes and lottery tickets and all this kind of stuff. But you know, these are not considerations of professional investors like you and I. So let me ask you a quick question. If you had $100,000 to invest, is it better to A, go into a deal where you can possibly double your money over the next 12 months? In other words, you put your $100,000 in, you get $200,000 returned to you at the end of 12 months, or B, go into an investment where you have a good shot at making a 10% return in the same 12 months. Now, most people think, and a lot of people would tell you, to go after the deal with the highest ROI, which stands for return on investment. But what's the problem with that? Well, what if they told you in order to double your money in 12 months, what they needed you to do is put a wetsuit on and jump into a pool of great white sharks where there was a 50-50 chance that you might be killed or severely injured. So professional money managers, okay, hedge fund managers, portfolio managers, people at the top tiers of the finance industry know how to calculate and discount for additional risk. So what you really want to do is you want to take two investments to evaluate with the approximate same risk profile and then go after the deal with the highest ROI. I remember in 2021, just a couple of years ago, on social media, I post a lot about real estate and private placements and what I do. I had so many people reach out to me that year in particular when all the hysteria and hype was in the markets and when cryptocurrencies were hitting all-time highs and it was in every news headline. And they were asking me, do I invest in crypto or do I have a portion of my portfolio in crypto? And fast forward a year later, when most cryptos had fallen 50 to 70% at that point, that's another story. But the answer even back then was, no, I don't, because it doesn't match my risk tolerance and my risk profile. I know what my goals and objectives are. They're very cash flow focused. I'm a very conservative investor. And there was really no fundamentals to go by in that instance. So for me, it's never been a play. I'm not saying people haven't made a lot of money in crypto. Some people certainly have. Equally so, a lot of people have lost a lot of money in crypto. So the point is, you have to know you and you have to know your risk tolerance. So how comfortable are you with losing money? And hear me out. If you're a professional investor long term, you have high probability of losing some money on one deal or multiple deals over time. So it's not really if it'll happen, it's rather when. But think about it this way. Let's consider, what are some of the safest investments someone might be able to make here in 2023? And what comes to mind for me, not saying these are the ultimate things that you or anyone should invest in, just naming examples of things that are generally considered safe. U.S. Treasury bonds, bonds backed by our federal government, traditionally have been labeled as some of the safest investments in the world, or maybe a CD, a certificate of deposit from a well-established bank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan, something like that, which is FDIC insured. So let's say you decide to make one of those investments with your $100,000. You say, okay, I'll give you my money for the next 12 months. And then let's say you get a 4% annualized return in exchange. So the problem with that is you're only getting a 4% total return, no equity upside, little to no tax advantages, things like that. So the question now becomes, if inflation is 5% and you're making 4% and you're having to pay taxes on that 4%, are you really making money? Are you really growing your wealth? Are you meeting your goals and objectives that you've set as an investor? I don't know. We're all different. The answer may be yes, but in many cases, it may be a no.
We'll get back to the show. But first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Are you looking to raise money from private investors to buy commercial real estate? SyndicationAttorneys.com is here to guide you every step of the way. At syndicationattorneys.com, they do more so you can do more. They create real estate syndication and fund offering documents, but they also educate you on the ins and outs of raising private money, ensure your offerings comply with securities laws, and help you structure fair deals with investors so everybody wins. With reasonable lump sum fees and over $2.75 billion in securities offerings created, syndicationattorneys.com has the expertise you need. But that's not all. SyndicationAttorneys.com also offers weekly attorney-led masterminds, networking, and strategy sessions through their pre-syndication consulting agreements. To learn more, visit SyndicationAttorneys.com today to get started. This offer is not available to Florida residents. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital's never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
Now, in an opposite scenario to that, let's say your brother-in-law approaches you with a big business idea. He's got a new business venture he's really excited about launching. He comes to you and says, look, if you'll lend me your $100,000, I can give you maybe an 80% return on your money in just 1 year. So you say, well, tell me more about the business plan, and you learn about it and you do your proper due diligence. And what you determine as an investor is maybe that's 20 times more risky than putting your money in a CD or a government bond or something like that. Then you would be properly accounting for the additional risk. You would say 4% times 20, 20 times the risk equals 80% potential return on investment. So it's not about, is this investment better than this investment? What really matters is what's your risk tolerance? What are your goals and objectives? So please keep this in mind as an investor when you're looking at deals. Now, for me, I'm a fairly conservative investor. I invest for passive income, and things that I look for when I do a deal are conservative underwriting, conservative projections, solid fundamentals, track record, background, and experience. Ideally, the project would produce monthly cash flow and have a component of potential equity upside. And ideally, in a perfect world, it would also offer some tax advantages on top of that. So it's why I do a lot of value add multifamily syndications, or AKA real estate private placements. Now, I share that with you not to suggest that you should do that, but it's appropriate for me and my risk profile and my goals and objectives. So something to think about here for the week, risk-adjusted returns. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips right here on Best Ever. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Appreciate you guys being here as always. Feel free to share these episodes, by the way, with anyone you think could find value or benefit from them. And if you have any questions or want to take a deeper dive, reach out to me on social media, either Passive Investor Tips or Travis Watts. I'm always happy to connect, be a mentor or resource to you here in the space. Thanks so much for listening. Have a best ever week, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.